Football or soccer? Regardless of what you call it, the game is loved and played by many. In the eastern suburbs, Randwick City Football Club, they're scoring goals for their inclusive disabled soccer team called the Purple Hearts. Now, the team focuses on the power of sport to promote friendship, commitment, and team spirit. This morning, I'm joined by the Randwick City Football Club president, Richard Baldwin, to have a bit of a chat about it. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Now tell me, why did you want to start the Purple Hearts?
Well, there was a number of us. We had a vision for an inclusive football club, and it grew from that. One of our directors, he was the club president at the time, Ben Folino, at a board meeting one day, he just said, oh, I'd really like to do something for the disabled community. So it grew from that through some of Ben's contacts. And, yeah, that's how it started. But it's just part of our mantra, being an inclusive club.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how long has the team been playing and training for now?
Well, since 2011 was our first Purple Hearts group. And they participated in gala days organised by Football New South Wales. And we held inter-club things. But last year we really pushed the boat out. And some of our disabled players have been with us for a long time. Actually, we entered into mainstream football in the eastern suburbs.
Oh, my God. Tell us, how did it go? Did everyone have a fantastic time?
Well, yeah, it was challenging. But, yeah, look, it was. I mean, Ben and myself, we kind of monitored players' well-being and via the parents, of course, the carers, because obviously we only saw them for training and games, but we needed to make sure that it was, you know, overall a meaningful experience for them, and it certainly was. And we're back better than ever this year.
What is some of the feedback you get from the players?
Oh, look, basically it's sort of life-changing for some because, you know, they've never actually been in a team before. This is their first ever team. So, you know, and we're talking about people in their early 20s who have learnt the game late in life. So, yeah, look, it's a cornerstone of their life and of our football club.
Yep. What's the vision for the Purple Hearts moving forward?
Well, look, it's open to anybody with a disability. We have paid and volunteer coaches. I mean, there's the team that I've just referred to is a sort of a more advanced stream. These are younger, more mobile players, but we also cater for people who are less mobile, less able. With paid and volunteer coaches. So, look, we're open to expanding it.
And is it, this might be a really stupid question, is it male and female?
Yes, it is. The competitive team is male. We just don't have a nucleus of enough female players. But, you know, that would certainly be a strategic thing to do. Maybe with the Women's World Cup next year, we might be able to dovetail in there somehow.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there just hasn't been the uptake from, I don't know, female football participation is only like a recent thing over the last 10 years, I suppose.
So yeah.
Maybe it's slow to develop in the disabled community as well.
Yes, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember when my elder brother, when we were younger and he played soccer, like getting lumped with washing the jerseys was always the hated thing. Like, does that still happen today? Does someone get lumped with washing the jerseys?
No, well, these guys are very reliable. They take it home, bring it next week. Shiny and clean.
Yeah,
so,
smelling good.
No one gets lumped with the whole kit.
Oh, that's good. Hey, if people are interested, how can members of the public either get involved or volunteer, or maybe if they know someone who they think might be interested, what's the best way to contact the club?
Well, contact through our website, which is rcfc.org.au, or info@rcfc.org.au. And someone will get back to them. I mean, funding is always an issue. We do things purely as a volunteer organisation, and we've got generous sponsors from the Community Bank in Clovelly that have helped us since day one. But funding is always something we're on the lookout for, sponsorship, that type of thing. So, yeah, we're open to all offers of help.
Of support. Well, we will absolutely put all those links to the show notes when we post the story on our website. So if people come across it there, they can connect with you there as well. Richard Borland, thank you so much for your time this morning. It has been great talking to you and learning more about the Purple Hearts.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for your interest. Appreciate it.